But I wanted to talk about Jack Viney on Breakfast today. Interesting the way that coaches are coaching these days and the way the cuddle aspect of coaching has become bigger. Dave Arnfield joined me for a brief time last week, but he was part of the old school system where coaches berated players and gave them absolute flogging at quarter time and half time. He was part of that coaching style back in the Premiership era, and he's back now after a little bit of time off back in this new era where, in some respects, we're very soft and we want to cuddle guys. Arnie, welcome back to you. I know you're on the program and you're part of leading teams these days to try and instruct and help players get the best out of themselves. Firstly, welcome back to the program and great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good to be here.
So how have you reconciled it? Because you're from that old era. You're from the old hard-on-people era where you got blasted at quarter time and now you're part of this cuddle era. How do you kind of reconcile it yourself?
I like your language, the cuddle era. I haven't heard it explained like that before.
I got it from Pop, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, who used it on a program I was part of a year ago, and he said that we need to go backwards a little bit because there's too much cuddling going on. Sometimes players who just need to be told that they're wrong and they're doing it incorrectly just need to be told that as opposed to being cuddled so much. So it's Greg Popovich that gave it to me. But go on.
I understand what you're saying. To me, it's all around the relationship piece, I think. If any sporting team, AFL, cricket, footy, any sporting team, you're trying to get the best out of the team that you're actually dealing with. I think, to be honest, back in the day that you're referring to before, Dwayne, coaches honestly believe that that was the best way to get their team to perform at its best, to yell and scream. And these days, it's obviously a little bit different. It's certainly the teams that are being the most successful, the ones that believe in empowerment, in that, you know, players do have a say in what goes on and how it goes on. And not only that, coaches look at best ways they can get the best out of their team. You only have to look at Nathan Buckley. Now, you know, Nathan's a Port Adelaide guy. He played his under-19, his formative years at Port Adelaide. The way he would have been coached under Jack would have been different than the way he coaches now. I think he's certainly a great example of someone who's changed their behaviour over the years to actually try and get the best out of his team. And it is around building those relationships with the players and actually talking to them, how are we going to play at our best? What do you think? Asking them the questions. Are we living the behaviours that we said we were going to do? If not, let's have a discussion around that. I think it's common sense to me, if you're going to try and get the best out of the people you're working with, to actually build a relationship with them and being able to have those genuine conversations around how can we get the best out of each other.
So here's Jack Viney from Breakfast this morning talking about the fact that he likes it a little old school. He likes to be told, even if some of the guys around him don't like it that way. Here's Jack Viney from today.
You know, I enjoy that kind of feedback, me personally. So, you know, I'd be more than happy to have someone like Michael Jordan on my team at the moment, you know, screaming at me to get better and improve. But, you know, there's a lot of people who don't like that kind of or style of feedback. So, yeah, you got to adapt.
Yeah. It's funny, Jack, because Gary and I have spoken about that. That's sort of where we started our footy. That was how it was. You know, that was the way that people spoke. And we watched that doco and we think, oh, well, you know, that's pretty much the way that we remember our own sporting environments.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit of old school as well. I like that kind of feedback, probably to do with my old man and how I received feedback growing up. So that, you know, that's how I like to operate as well. But I think times have changed. So it's interesting times. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts going back a little bit towards that way and that feedback starts becoming a bit firmer. So I think we potentially have gone too far the other way.
That was Jack Viney from Breakfast this morning. Dave, you're part of leading teams, which kind of does what players and coaches once did, and that is facilitate the feedback. You were a runner for over a decade as well, which meant you often, in delivering a message from a coach, had to water it down or make it more respectful by the time you got it to a player than it necessarily came to you on the phone. So are you just doing the dirty work now in a more refined fashion that needs to be done?
I think it was a little bit different back in the day. It wasn't. I wouldn't have. We maybe call it feedback, but it was certainly one directional feedback. It wasn't so much of an opportunity for players to actually give any receive, or they certainly received the feedback, but they weren't in an opportunity where they could actually give feedback back. It was certainly one directional.
And again, you didn't take those messages back that we gave you?
Not the ones you gave me. Not the ones you gave me, Dwayne. I didn't have to.
Can you see it going back?
I do remember. Go on.
Can you see it going back a little? He said he could see it going back, Jack Viney, reversing a little bit from where we've come to.
To be honest, no, I don't think so. Again, it's back to what I said at the beginning, Dwayne. I think it's all around how do we get the best out of the people that we're working with, whether it be a sporting environment, corporate, whatever. It's how do you get the best out of them. I don't believe that ranting and raving and yelling is going to get the best out of an individual. There's no doubt that people will receive feedback differently. Feedback's feedback. It's important in anything we do to improve our performance. We need feedback. It's the style of feedback that's, I think, we're debating at the moment, whether it's ranting and raving or whether it's sitting down and having rational discussions around how we can get the best out of people. Now, there's no doubt. I mean, I know an AFL coaching environment is as pressure cooker environment that you're going to get in any. And there's going to be frustration. There's going to be anger. There's going to be those outbursts that happen all the time. But I think in the cool of the day, when you sit down and you review performance, it's around, okay, what's working, what's not? Are we living how we wanted to say we're living? Is our performance aligned with our purpose? They're the kinds of questions you have to ask. And I don't think, you know, ranting and raving and screaming and yelling and throwing things at whiteboards really is the kind of feedback that is productive. And that, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. How productive is the feedback? And can you use that feedback in terms of improving your performance?
So last question on this then. Why did it help so many of my era to be given it straight and straight down the line between the eyes? And sort of make us a tough breed to handle it, accepting the criticism and being able to handle it. Is that just I just handled it the way we handled it back in the day, and there were people who didn't handle it, you just didn't hear about it as much?
I think that's true. I think it's the way we did things. You know, that's when we talk about culture. We talk about the culture, the way things are done around here. Now, back in those days, that was part of the culture. It was just what was expected. That was what is accepted. I don't think we ever asked ourselves the question, could we do it differently or could we do it better? It was just, that's what we do. And so when you're, as a player, you get that kind of feedback as a coach, when you go on to coach yourself, that's what you do. So again, it's that building, that's the way we do things around here. I think it's taken time to actually look at and for people, you know, people like Ray McLean to go in and ask questions, can we do this better? Or are we just going to keep going the way that we've always done it? The question you're asking is, sure, that's the way you got the feedback, but would you have got the same or even a better result if things were done differently?
So you're working with current players. Are they as mentally tough then as the players you worked with 20 years ago?
Oh, look, I think so. I think you just have to look at the way that they train. I was up in Maroochydore with Port Adelaide before Christmas and looked at the way they trained compared to when I was a fitness coach at Port with you guys. I mean, it was just, it's chalk and cheese in terms of how much more work they do and don't whinge as much, Dwayne. You'd be surprised to hear that.
Yeah,
whinge when you play that.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely, I did. But I suppose that was part of the back and forth feedback.
To be honest, I think they are as tough. I mean, you know, the nature of the game, it's a quicker game. The collisions are more brutal. I think to think that they're not mentally tough, I think that's a long bow.
Okay, last one. Ken Hinckley. A lot of outside noise. A lot of ex-players have rumbled that he should be moved on. He's not doing the job well enough. They're all friends of yours, all those old guys, aren't he? How are you going to handle it? How do you think that it's going to be handled this year? You're back as part of the group that's trying to get the best performance possible out of Port Adelaide. How do you get them to put that outside noise to one side, or how do you stop the outside noise?
Well, look, to be honest, you can't. I mean, that's we talk about leading teams as the circle of concern is the things we don't have control over. We don't have control over how people, what they think. All we have control over, and all Ken has control, and the coaches that we're working with have control over, is things that, you know, are in their direct control. So, you know, the way they coach the side, their behaviours, their attitude, their purpose, and that's basically where we focus. We don't worry about things we don't have control over. I mean, look, you understand the culture of Port Adelaide. They have been so successful over such a long period of time that people just expect that success. If you worry about what was outside that, then you take your focus off what you can control. And what you can control is your day-to-day behaviour and the people that you influence, which is the other coaches, which is the players. That's all that our focus is on. Our focus is on directly our specific behaviours that we can control. And the outside noise will take care of itself. If Port are successful, then people will be happy. So, again, it's no point worrying and wasting energy and time on things that you don't have control over. And, look, to be 100% honest, and Ken has been totally focused on the things that he can control, and so is the whole coaching group that we're working with around things that they can control. And we haven't lost a game yet, Dwayne. So you actually have to look at at what's happening on the board. So, no, look, in all seriousness, he's 100% back what we're doing, and it's great to be back involved working with a high-performing team, trying to get the best out of not only themselves, but certainly the players that, you know, they're working closely with.
So are the supporters too harsh on Ken Hinckley? Are some of the ex-players too harsh on Ken Hinckley? Or have they always been harsh on coaches that haven't coached flags at Port Adelaide? And that's Ken Hinckley's just a reflection of that expectation.
Yeah, I think that's true. Look, to be honest, there would be clubs outside of Port Adelaide that would love to have the history and the culture and the success that Port Adelaide have had. So sometimes your greatest strength can also be a weakness. I think the expectation and the drive is a great thing. You just got to be careful, though, that you just focus on what you can control and not outside. Mm-hmm. I think there's no doubt that Port Adelaide supporters and people associated with the club outside the club have that expectation of being successful. And, you know, I think that's a healthy thing to have. I'd much rather have that culture and that football club than a team that hasn't been as successful. But as I said, you just got to make sure that you concentrate on what you can control and not those the outside expectations. They'll always be there. And, you know, as I said, it's great that they're there. But you can't live out there because, again, you worry about too much what people say and think and do. The bottom line, Dwayne, you know as well as anyone, if you're successful, then they'll jump on. No doubt about that. They're loyal. Yeah. They have high expectations, Port Adelaide people, but they're very loyal. So, yeah, it's a great environment. It's a great culture to be involved in.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, you know, even sixth is a successful season for many teams, but sixth is a hard thing to sell to Port Adelaide's fans this year if that's where Port end up finishing. It's all like a premiership or he's not good enough.
Yeah, again, I just think, look, you focus on if the players, if supporters go to the footy and see Port Adelaide players having a crack, he's smashing in, never giving up, that's pretty much, I think they'd be happy with that. I mean, well, I say that, you know, they want to win a premiership, but we know that's unrealistic. I just think it gets back to making sure that the players are seen to be having a red-hot Port Adelaide crack. I think that's the main thing that all Port Adelaide supporters over the 150 years have demanded of their players. So, you know, you just can't win every year. You'd love to, but you just can't do it. But again, it's that effort, the energy, wanting to win and be successful. That's what Port Adelaide people want.
Did you often just go and stand in the hole, Arnie, to put an extra body out in the field when you were a runner?
Fine's retrospective, Dwayne.
I'll leave it there, Arnie. I won't, no need to answer on the basis that you'll incriminate yourself. Good to have you on. Dave Arnfield, now part of Leading Teams, long-time AFL runner, you know, part-time coach in many respects for all of the players who did lean on David Arnfield in the era for a cuddle occasionally and a voice to hear when they needed a bit of confidence back.